Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Today Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, Allah's blessings, Allah's grace that we are here in this majlis of dhikr, and this is the great ni'mah of Allah, the great fadl of Allah, and the rewards of Allah that we are attaining. This gathering of dhikr is unique if we look at the rest of the time that is spent. It is today unique compared to the rest of the year, in that at this moment in time we are in such blessed moments that we are sat in. A person gets amazed just by thinking that to do dhikr at different times and unique times of the day, Allah Ta'ala has given us the thawab. First and foremost, this tawfiq and ability to sit and do dhikr that we have attained at this moment in time, these are not normal days. These are the days of Dhul Hajj. And in Dhul Hijjah, the great 10 days, these are those 10 days, and in which Allah Ta'ala selected from the first 10 days, Allah Ta'ala selected the special few days, the Ayyami Tashriq, Arafah, Muzdalifah, the night of Muzdalifah, Alhamdulillah. And this is the collection of all of these at this moment in time, Subhanallah. This is the miracle of tonight. And on top of this, Noor ala Noor, the beauty on top of this, it is also the night of Jummah. Subhanallah. So it's the night of Jummah about which the ulema, the respected scholars have said, that the night of Jummah is every week like, similar to Laylatul Qadr in its stature and in the reward. So how much rahmah of Allah we have at the moment that we can loot and obtain. And despite all of this, all of the different ayyam that have presented from the Quran and the Hadith, we have Dhul Hijjah, we have Yawm Arafah, we have the night of Muzdalifah, we have the night of Jum'ah, we have Ayyam Tashrih, and we have Shab Nahar as well. This is also the night before the Qurbani, before the sacrifice. So if we collect all of these virtues together, then the ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to do, and that Allah Ta'ala has emphasized on, that is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Everywhere in the Quran, in these days, in these nights, Allah Ta'ala has exhorted us to do His dhikr. So if Allah Ta'ala has in our lives given us this chance, opportunity, there's no doubt that this is such a time, a part of the night that people are tired. You will have come from work, you will have worked during the day, you will have kept a fast and you'll be tired due to that. And then you will have done ibadah during last night, and you will have done ibadah during the day. And this is the sign that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْطَرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says that my accepted servants are those who don't tire from doing His dhikr. So subhanAllah, this majma', this gathering is also a living example that despite the tiredness, Allah Ta'ala seated us here for His dhikr. So inshallah, we are not tired. We will, with alertness and focus, do the dhikr of Allah. And tonight, the ni'mas of tonight and the fadl, the blessings especially. This is the night of Muzdalifah. This time the hajjis are there. In Muzdalifah, everyone is sat in a corner and doing the dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah. So alhamdulillah, why should we stay behind? We couldn't get there physically, but at least we are in the house of Allah, in the masjid, and we're sat here and doing the dhikr of Allah. So this darham of Allah, the mercy, and inshallah our naim will be, you can say, attached and included in the list of those people who are there, and that we did the dhikr in this night. And also this is the night of Eid, and tomorrow is Eid, mashallah. So the nights are collected, combined, such rahmah, such mercies, that I consider that inshallah, I speak about myself, I am a severe sinner. But today, in this moment, due to the ni'mah of dhikr, I am hopeful that due to this, we will be forgiven. Inshallah, we will now do the dhikr of Allah. Look, my brothers, we should think and do dhikr today that we're not here, but we are in Muzdalifah, mashallah. Now the lights have also gone out. So mashallah, take your spirits and ruh towards there, because there's no distance. When the ruh travels, it very quickly invites a person and attaches a person to the objective. You need muhabbat and love and desire, and we need focus and attention. And let's have the love of Allah in our hearts and do the ibadah, and Allah Ta'ala removes all of the veil. So with love, with passion, do the dhikr of Allah, and feel and imagine that you are sat with the hajjis and doing the same ibadah.